he enjoyed the story.
So what did you say just a second ago before I start recording about...
Did that in three weeks.
It was very amazing to win 3 weeks. I did a play Snow White and it took us about 6 weeks to do it.
And what did you play in Snow White?
A rabbit for about 2 days and a chicken for another 2 days. So.
And how old are you?
11.
11. So a very discerning audience member. What did you think of the show?
It was really good. I loved it.
Good?
Yeah.
And what did you think? Are you related?
Mother.
Yes. No, I think
sisters. Exactly.
Well, I've just done a WEA course on the Luddites.
Right.
Which we've just finished.
Okay.
And that was brilliant. I know you've twisted it very slightly, the story, but it was brilliant.
And have you seen...
Mikra many times.
Right, okay, I was going to
many
ask.
Times.
Right.
Yes, in Horbury, yeah.
At the library?
At the library, yes, that's right.
We haven't
right.
been for a few years, actually.
You haven't, well, it's cut back to various things,
question.
I think.
Are those
but they
two
were
married,
absolutely
are
brilliant.
Which two?
The one... When they just got down,
yeah.
And then the ginger-haired girl.
No, they're not. No.
Why are we meeting Lillian?
I don't know.
The other two are getting married in October.
Right. There you go.
Because they had a kiss.
Yeah.
You don't do that when you're married.
No, you don't.
No. Just... Anyway, thank you for coming.
Well, I'm so glad you did the fold 18 months ago. I knew things were bad.
Yeah, it was.
And
it
you?
Was, yeah, it was. And it wasn't great. And actually, what happened? It kind of it galvanised us in a great way. You know, sometimes you need that, don't you? Well, no, you don't ever need it, but...
It's brilliant.
Good.
Yeah,
well, thank you. Thank
fantastic.
You for coming. Good luck with Snow White number two.
Yeah.
See you soon.
All the best.
And you, thank you. So, what was the script like to work with?
It's great. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
No.
Oh, you want to know?
Well, it's about the script development, basically.
Yes,
you don't,
yes.
You can say good and bad.
No, it was...
From the costume point of view, it was... From a Mikron point of view, it didn't need an awful lot of fiddling about with in order to make all the transformations straightforward. And it's very economical on the costume,
and what,
isn't it?
Compared what's the difference, then, from an artistic point of view? What's the difference... with this script that was good, with a script that wouldn't be?
It's about the storytelling, I think, isn't it? Because it was a very clear narrative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was enhancing that narrative. It wasn't, you know, oh my goodness, how are we going to do that? Are we going to do that?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, you just only needed little
and
bits to suggest it.
Very clearly defined characters as well.
Yeah.
That could be clearly defined with an individual character. You know, there weren't lots of little bitty characters just creeping in for no apparent reason, which has happened in the past quite a lot. Clearly defined, limited numbers of characters that the audience could identify and was abetted by use of significant accessories and things. But that came out of the script very clearly. It didn't have to be kind of wrenched out of the
script. And actually, Regent's a perfect example of that, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, the script gave you what he had on.
Yes.
And Percival.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Well,
yeah.
Because I think clearly Maeve had done a lot of research, and in the research I did, it sort of complemented it, you know. That was interesting, finding out all those extra things, which obviously Maeve had already done, and going, oh, that's where that's come from, that's where that's come from. So,
good. Thank
you. Any help?